I wanted to talk about a subject today that is very hard for all of us. And it's a simple little word that says, wait. Wait. Now, I think life is always challenging in a lot of ways, but when we have to wait, and we have to have patience and all that kind of stuff, and then we got to wait, and you think, what are we waiting for? Well, if we have a plan, but we can't exercise the plan because we got to wait. Now, I think, now this is me, and life is full of periods of waiting and preparation. I think for every dynamic experience that we all have, we have a time of waiting. We wait to buy tickets to see a show. We do labs and wait for the results. And we take tests and we wait to see our scores. And we schedule vacations and we wait until the time comes to leave for our trip. We study until we're ready to graduate. We become commissioned for ministry and then we wait for our call. Wow. Now, I experienced this thing called wait as I answered my call to become a pastor in the United Methodist Church. And I had to wait. I went through all the preliminaries. I helped with the district. I became the district lay leader and a lot of different things. And I was really active as a lay person in the church called St. Mark's United Methodist Church in Indian Atlantic, Florida. And I loved it. It was wonderful. And then God tugged at my heartstrings and wanted me to answer my call to go into ministry. And I did that. But then I had to wait. And waiting was not easy because I went through all the preliminaries. I went to school. I went to Lakeland for the Florida Southern College for all my preparation of learning about the discipline and all the things at the church is sort of a preliminary type of situation to get you prepared to go to seminary. Well, and he appointed to a local church. Yeah, but I had to wait, and it was not an easy thing. Now, I went to annual conference, and the district superintendent came up to me and said, oh, I'm glad to see you. I just wanted to let you know I was going to appoint you this year, but I didn't. I don't know why, but I didn't. So you're going to have to wait for your call. Well, eventually, the following annual conference, I got that call, and I was commissioned for ministry. Now, every significant experience in life comes with some kind of time waiting or preparation, doesn't it? Now, it's not easy sitting around saying, well, I wonder if they're going to call. I wonder if they're going to appoint me. You know, I'm prepared. I got everything I need, all the qualifications I met. Well, the disciples of Jesus needed to do the same thing as we read in Scripture. They had spent time with their post-resurrection rabbi. He spent time patiently guiding them through their grief and redirecting for their purpose that he was calling them to do. He taught them and he told them he would send the Holy Spirit to continue to lead them forward. And now, on what we call the Jesus Ascension Day, we see Jesus leaving them. And yet, cautioning them to still to wait because their time has not yet come. Now, he had commissioned them for a mission. He recommissioned them by the sea yet again. He breathed upon them the Spirit of the living God. But until the Holy Spirit would come to invest in them with their spiritual transformation and power and strength, they were not ready. They needed to wait. Now, I love those words in Luke in the passages because they help us understand the process that Jesus established for his disciples both then and now for ministry and mission. For now, they must remain appointed and commissioned and be ready. Soon, the Holy Spirit will send them out. because of the promise call and the announcement that God has given them, and as we know it, as their call. We all have a call to ministry, by the way. But at this time, they were spiritually invested with the power of the Holy Spirit and spiritually transformed and embodied with the power of God. And they had to wait, because at that time, then they would be ready to live out their commission in a real and active way. Essentially, the coming of the Holy Spirit is an investment in the call to action, in which the commissioned and appointed disciples now will go forth and be sent out. Pentecost is coming soon, and it's a calling and sending of the already appointed and anointed. But this waiting time between commissioning and the call, which I experienced, is not easy, because it was just like a dramatic pause. Okay, here you are, excited to be called into ministry. You're ready to go, and you are told to wait. But time to prepare would allow Jesus' words and passion to embolden them and strengthen them. They will do this during a time, and they will continue to say, well, I need to pay more attention to God. And as the scriptures tell us, they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple blessing God, because they knew what was to come. And the time, well, the time would wait for it. It would be a time of soaking in the blessings of God, immersion, if you would, in the good news of Christ, a marination in the promise that they would deliver all who would listen in the coming times. Well, we know that the Memorial Day weekend is the time to say summer is coming, and it's a time that we'll celebrate soon at Pentecost, to be outdoor, to grill, barbecue, celebrate spring, and revel in the warmth of the balmy air of summer almost here. And you can almost smell the charcoal and taste the brisket on the grill, but you gotta wait. Now, anyone who ever made a great marinade, and I know Travis makes a good one, and soaked that meat overnight before tossing it onto the grill, the reason it tastes so good is because you took time to allow it to soak in the spices and the herbs and the oils and the wines. And then once you taste that scrumptious meal, you know it was worth the wait. And I think, and that's the way it is with our faith and our call and our mission. Now, we as disciples can't simply rush out willy-nilly with no preparation. We must soak in the nurture of the Holy Spirit. That's one of the reasons that I love what we did with the Holy Spirit school. I think it would run 17 weeks, but we were marinating in the Holy Spirit here at Bethel. And we must allow ourselves time to listen for God's call and the Holy Spirit's direction. And we must make sure that we're following God's lead, not on our own. We must follow Christ to fill us, infuse us, use us, so that the message we deliver is soaked in grace and love. Now today we celebrate Holy Communion, first Sunday of the month, and we take time to marinate in the blessings of Christ and immerse ourselves in the knowledge of his sacrifice and resurrection. But I want to challenge us as we soak in his Spirit and allow him to nurture us with his grace, that we too can become transformed and ready to receive God's call. But to do that, we must listen. And part of being a disciple of Jesus means simply paying attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and listening for our unique call as apostles to the church. In 7 more days, we will celebrate the time of Pentecost, and it's an awesome and joyful celebration in which our time of waiting is over, and we are called to action as disciples, as followers, as servants, as apostles. So take this time to prepare. Take time to listen. Take time to marinate in the love of God, because a change is coming, and you'll be a part of something spectacular and new that God is doing in the world. God is always full of surprises. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, hallelujah, praise be to God, anything can happen. So wait for it and come next week and hear Tina Crowder Oaks as she shares the hope that we have in Christ. Oh, yeah, we got to wait for her to come and preach, but I can assure you it'll be worth it. So hope and pray you're having a good day, and we are now going to celebrate the time of Holy Communion in Jesus' name.